Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean, who's an ordained minister, who certainly has a program on Genesis Network. He travels a great deal. He's addressed over 350 high school and audiences across America, trying to explain to them what's happening from a spiritual point of view. Bradley, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Stan. I appreciate it very much.
And certainly there are probably about 12 stations that pick this program up tonight, in addition to internet and satellite. They're all Christian stations, but whatever you have to say, say it, because it's important to get the information out. Go right ahead.
Amen. Well, what I'd like to really address more than anything is one of the things that we hear highlighted in America today is they're always magnifying the problems. They're always magnifying the errors. And it was actually King David who prayed that the Lord would take his feet out of the miry clay and put his feet upon the rock and establish his goings. So I'm saying that what I want to do is get everybody out of the miry clay, get them out of the ditch, and educate them. Because when we look at Hosea 4:6, we can simply see that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And to say all that, to say this during the introduction, Stan, you actually introduced me as one that has done a lot of high schools across the country, which is true. We've done 350 of them in over 24 different states. As a matter of fact, 258 of those have been secular schools, and then two of them up until last Christmas time have actually been Christian schools. So the majority of what we've done, we have taken it to our students, and the reason we have done that is because we can see that they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And those that complain about the problems are the ones dropping their students and their kids off at the public school gate. So in saying all that, instead of magnifying Common Core and magnifying No Child Left Behind and magnifying International Baccalaureate, what I'd like to do is just go back to the foundations of our country. And I want to bring you into the classroom and actually bring forth some questions that were asked to fourth graders in 1862 during their geography test. Now, keep in mind, friends, these are fourth graders in America, and I'm just curious to know how smart you are, and you grown adults, would you be able to answer these questions? I'll give you a couple of them. For example, questions asked to fourth graders in 1862, a geography test were, how many degrees of longitude are there? How many degrees wide are the temperate zones? What is a watershed? Name the principal animals in the frigid zones. Name the different hails into which mankind is divided. What is a monarchy? What portion of people on the globe are actually pagans? Now, these are questions asked to fourth graders. And when we go to elementary questions for elementary students, we can go to questions concerning math. For example, number one, I insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000 and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000, paying $126. What is the rate of insurance? Friends, again, I'm bringing forth questions to elementary students in 1862. Number two, how much money must be given with nine $100 shares at 15% discount in exchange for eight $100 bonds at 2% discount? And these were elementary math problems, and again, in 1862. Math problems to be solved mentally only, no pencils or paper, in 1877, a boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did each sustain it having insured for $500? Question. Again, in 1862, mental math problems to be solved by elementary students. Here's another example.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Now, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Bradley is talking about our Federalist Papers and basically these ideas that were the foundation of America. And most people really don't understand, and when they do read the Federalist Papers, many will actually have difficulty interpreting them. And yet, of course, they were designed so that the average American, the average American farmer, the average American worker would be able to understand it. And there's been an organized, orchestrated, intentional effort to dumb down so that the American people in this last generation, they've done a wonderful job of it. Bradley, pick up the story and go from there.
Now, what I did is I started some elementary questions from the fourth grade in 1862, some math questions in 1862. I jumped to the Federalist Papers, and then I proposed what a law professor proposed to his students that were in college in America today who couldn't understand them really ignorant forefathers who established our country. And what he had said is, he said, I understand this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. This professor said to his students, perhaps someday you as a graduate student will attain the educational level of those early New York farmers. Now, friends, let me go back again, talking about the foundations of our country and the elementary education all the way up to college, the collegiate age. And I'm going to hit the collegiate age in just a couple minutes here, but I want you to listen carefully as to what kids used to read in this country through a little blue book called the New England Primer. This is how students in America learned the ABCs. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. Now, sin is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Heaven defined the Bible mind. Letter C, Christ crucified for sinners died. Letter D, the deluge drowned the earth around. Letter E, Elijah hid by ravens fed. Letter F, the judgment made Felix afraid. Both Old and New Testament, friends. Letter G, as the run, the glass, our life doth pass. Letter H, my book and heart must never part. Letter I, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. This is how students learn the ABCs in America, friends. Letter I, again, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. Letter K, proud Korah's troop was swallowed up. Letter L, Lot fled to Zoar, saw fiery shower on Sodom poor. Letter M, Moses was he whose Israel's half led through the sea. Letter N, Noah did view the old world and new. Letter O, young Obadiah, David, Josiah, all were pious. Letter P, Peter denied his Lord and cried. Letter Q, Queen Esther foes and saves and saves the Jews. Old English friends, sorry about that, and saves the Jews. Letter R, young pious Ruth, let all for the truth. Letter S, young Sam's deer, the Lord did fear. Again, we're talking about how students learned the ABCs in America during the foundation of this country through the Old England Primer. Letter T, young Timothy learnt to fly. Letter U, vast for pride was set aside. Letter W, whales in the sea, God's voice obey. Letter X, Xerxes did die, and now must I. Letter Y, while youth do cheer, death may be near. Letter Z, Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord to see. Now, does that sound like what's being taught in public schools today? Absolutely not. Because it's contrary to what was any further from the truth. Abraham Lincoln said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of the government in the next. When we go over to Harvard and understand what the mottos were of the Congregationalists, Harvard was actually started by the Congregationalists.
Bradley, I'm going to interrupt you for a moment. Are you on a regular hardline telephone, or you have some sort of an electronic intermediate? Because some of the words are dropping out.
Okay, is that better? I'm sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're talking about the mottos for Harvard, which was started by the Congregationalists for training of the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Harvard produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, the second president of the United States, John Hancock, signer of the Declaration. By the way, John Hancock, friends, just a side note, well, if you're ever wondering why his name was so big, he wanted to make sure that the tyrant King George didn't need to put his spectacles on when reading the signers of the Declaration of Independence. That's why John Hancock was so bold in his signature. John Hancock, Samuel Adams, was another graduate from Harvard, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery. These are your signers, friends. These are your founding forefathers. Signers of our Constitution, which came out of Harvard, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, and other prominent leaders, Fisher Ames. He was the architect of the Bill of Rights along with George Washington, Article I. William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for Presidents Washington and Adams. Now, this is what you need to hear, friends. Again, going back to the foundations of our country, Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. What you need to know is what was the educational philosophy, and the answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. This is important. The two mottos for Harvard, and by the way, you can still see them there. The mottos were for Christ and the church, for the glory of Christ. Harvard's directives to students were, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, which is found in John 17:3. And therefore, to lay Christ as the bottom and the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Now, how many people do you think actually knew that? The directives at Harvard, so exercise himself twice a day. Now, the Declaration signers from Yale were Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott. Signers of the Constitution from Yale were Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, and other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster. We all know who Webster is, Webster's Dictionary. I have a Webster's Dictionary at home, and it's actually an original 1828. Those are available. I believe Stan's got them available on his website. But if you open the front page, friends, you'll see a picture of Noah Webster there, and it says, it's inscripted right under him, where it says, he taught millions to read and yet not one to sin, not one to violate God's moral law. He came out of Yale. Going on, Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book, James Kent, leading judge, another father of American jurisprudence. Now, friends, Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Yale's requirements goes as follows. All scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently, painstakingly, friends, reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of religion. Well, let's jump over to Princeton. Friends, I know that this is, for the most part, almost hard to take in because you've been told just the exact opposite. But when you begin to go back to the old passages, it says in Jeremiah 6:16, and you begin to pull the curtain back, and you begin to actually do your own due diligence concerning our past, our history, which our forefathers continuously kept in front of us, study the past, which, of course, you can see the correlation in Scripture when Jeremiah 6:16 does come about, when, again, the Lord said, go back to the old path. Now, when you begin to look at it, it's very refreshing, because it's as an affirmation or a confirmation of what you always believed in your heart. You just didn't know it because the state-run media doesn't want to tell you what the facts are, or the revisionist, or the Department of Indoctrination in America today. Well, that's exactly right. But that's why we go back and study his dash story so we can tell you exactly what our history is. And again, that will explain to you why we are called the light of the world, why we are the greatest nation on the globe. This is why people from all around the world want to come to America, and they want to know what made America so great. Well, let me go on here, friends. Let's go over to Princeton really quick. Princeton was started by Presbyterians to train, again, the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it produced signers of the Declaration such as Richard Stockton and Benjamin Rush. Now, for those that didn't know who Benjamin Rush was, he was the one that was accused of being a Democrat and aristocrat. Benjamin Rush said, I'm neither. He said, I am a Christocrat. That's exactly right. What came out of Princeton? Signers of the Constitution again, Gunning Bedford, Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, also known as the father of our Constitution, William Patterson, and other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Henry Lee, General in the American Revolution, William Bradford, George Washington's an Attorney General. And when we go over to the president
Hold that thought. I think we're going to a break here, but I think it's so vitally important that people understand the relationship between a belief in God and the freedom that we have. There's always going to be somebody in charge, and it's either going to be God, and then men could be free, or it's going to be a tyrant of one sort or another. Down through the ages, we always had a monarch of one sort or another. America was unique because we limited the power of government so men could be free.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And we will be back in a moment. And of course, Brad is simply pointing out that at one time, our young people were taught to be independent and not to look to government. And basically, if you want certainly a government that can provide for you, the government has got to be able to control you. Certainly, there is a place for charity, but that's at the state and the local level. Never at the federal level. Why? Because our founding fathers knew that once a centralization of power took place in the federal government, then, of course, freedom as we know it would be lost. And that's exactly what's going on. Bradley, go right ahead.
Talking about what was taught in the colleges again in Princeton, John Witherspoon, he'd actually said, again, he's the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled Christianity, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on all profanity and immorality of every kind. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Now, what are we told today? Again, just contrasting the old with the new. I say to America that tolerates this, how's the new thing working out for you? It's not at all. Going back to the colleges, in 1860, friends. 262 of the 288 college presidents in the United States of America, they were the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. In 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents in the United States of America were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over one-third of all faculty were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1890, they did a survey of state universities conducted by James Engle, president of the University of Vermont and the University of Michigan, and they found out that over 90% of the colleges in America had chapel services, church services. 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% required church attendance. And when we begin to look at the leaders of our country, it's also interesting to note, and this is important, that they were participants in the revolution. In other words, again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, I just read the Articles of Federation today, but interestingly enough, going back, which by the way was the constitution that the 13 colonies used to hold government together to establish the constitution that we now know in America. But the seedbed is the Declaration of Independence. And America needs to understand that the Declaration of Independence was 56 men, along with a bunch of bad boy preachers called the Black Robe Regiment, that were willing to go to the face of a tyrant named King George, who would not be ruled by God's moral law. So when you look at the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation, friends, is our forefathers. By the way, the king called our forefathers terrorists. Nothing new under the sun. What they did is they said, if you're not going to rule the people by God's moral law, then we are not going to be ruled by a tyrant. Again, three-quarters of the documentation concerning the Declaration of Independence were the usurpations of a tyrant by the name of King George that the 13 colonies and 56 signers would not submit themselves to any longer. They would no longer submit to the abuses, the long train of abuses by that government, so they threw it off. So here we are today, and look at where we're at, folks. Look at look how far America has gone backwards. Let me go back to just kind of showing you the intellect concerning our forefathers. Let me give you kind of some biographies of a couple of these guys, just to give you kind of a little salt on the tongue, per se. Noah Webster, a soldier in the American Revolution, a legislator and a judge, helped with the language of the Constitution. Noah Webster was an educator who helped found Amherst College and authored scores of school textbooks, including the famous dictionary that I already talked about, friends. He was also called the schoolmaster to America, which, by the way, friends, again, bringing that to the New Testament, that is extracted from none other than Galatians 3:24, where the Bible says the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Notice what I just said in the New Testament, Galatians 3:24. Wherefore the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Well, Bradley, I haven't heard that before. I know you haven't heard that before. Matter of fact, if I can just take a little rabbit trail here, it's interesting to note that George Barna just did a two-year research, friends, on pastors in the pulpits in America. And they found out that out of 100% of those that were interviewed knew that within the Bible they were to address certain topics such as homosexuality, abortion, so on and so forth. The pastors agreed that it was in the Word of God. But you know what they found? They found that only 10% of them pastors that knew what they should be preaching were actually preaching out against the sins of the flesh, namely homosexuality and abortion.
Hold that thought, Bradley. We'll be back here in just a moment. And I will tell you another thing the pastors don't talk about. They don't talk about hell. They don't talk about eternal punishment. And they don't talk about the fact that we are all going to be judged by God at one time.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
For just a moment. And Bradley simply is quoting Noah Webster, who equated a freedom with, of course, Christianity, and pointed out that you could not have a free people unless you had a Christian foundation for society. And, of course, that old adage is you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. Well, we're certainly not being ruled by God today. So we are being actually ruled by tyrants. And there's a small little group of people that hates Christianity. They control the reins of government. They control our educational system. And may heaven send it to protect us, because I fear that God's judgment is soon coming on America. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, I would say this. I say what's going on in America right now is America's crying out for judgment. America's tempting God by standing down when they should be standing up. There's no question about it. You were talking about judgment a little bit ago, Stan. Scripture tells us, consider this, lest you forget me and I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. It's interesting that when I deal with the older generation, and I know it's not all, but when I deal with the older generation, a lot of times what they say, case in point, I have a booth out at the state fair right now. People know that we do high school assemblies and we deal with young people. The older people come up and they say, I can't wait until I'm out of here. In other words, they can't wait until they die and go meet their judge. And I have to set them straight and say, first of all, the kids that you complain about, wisdom is justified by your children. Who raised or trained those children up in the ways that they're going today? You're reaping what you sowed. You've ignored them. You handed over to a federal system, which is illegally indoctrinating your kids. And you're leaving off your duty, I tell these people, because I love them in truth. And all of a sudden they get this look in their eye like, wait a second, are you telling me I'm responsible for it? I look at them and I say, yes, you are responsible for it. You're responsible for what you're complaining about right now. And you're telling me you're in a rush to meet your God. I said, that would be the last place that I would want to go right now, is to go meet my God on judgment day for leaving off his commandments. Well, that's the last place you want to go.
You're absolutely right. Bradley, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get some of the information that you've written. I know you have books and other as any other material. How can people get in touch with you? And if they'd like to help support you, how can they support you?
Well, what you can do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have radio 6 days a week, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. Out of GCN, Genesis Communication Network, as Stan earlier acknowledged as well. If you'd like to check out what we've done in public schools, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. youcanruninternational.com. We also have a My War Series documentary, which is available. You can check that out, show you what's going on in public schools. As well, we have a brand-new comic book called My War. And, friends, you can also go over to a brand-new website we have, the media resource, where it's not just talking around the problems or magnifying the problems. It's showing you what the problems are, but it's also educating you to the answers. And as I said at the beginning of the show, it says, if King David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com will do just that, and that's what it's aimed at. So, again, I appreciate your time, Stan, very much, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on the radio with you tonight.
Well, we appreciate your help, and we appreciate what you're saying, because it's absolutely true. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Let's go back to Noah Webster. He said when he was teaching students, now listen to the correlation, friends. Listen how he brings these two together. Because James Wilson said of government and religion, he said they are the two sciences that run together. Listen to how Noah Webster runs these two sciences together. The brief exposition of the Constitution of the United States will unfold to young persons the principles of Republican government. By the way, all the students, the majority, believe that we're a democracy, not a republic. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. He goes on. And our citizens should easily understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, which is found in Exodus 18:21. He goes on, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. Amen. Amen. He goes on, the moral principles and precepts contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws. All of the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, listen carefully, friends, proceed from the despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And when I take that to America today, friends, I'm all over the country all of the time. I just got back to from Atlanta, Georgia, just last week. Every single hotel room out of the thousands that I've stayed in over the last 20 years of ministry, I've only seen one room or been in one room, hotel room, where there wasn't a Bible. There's absolutely no excuse for the American people. Everywhere we go, we have the Word of God. Now, what I do want to say, friends, is going back to the education, because now we went from the colleges. Now let's go back down to grade schools. First grade questions in schools in America again. What is the fifth commandment? That's honor your father and your mother, friends. I'm giving you the answers. What's required in the fifth commandment? Honor. That means to hold your parents in high esteem. What's forbidden in the fifth commandment? What is the reason next to the fifth commandment? I mean, these are questions. Then when we go down to William Holmes McGuffey, we find out that he was the schoolmaster to the nation. And we read his lesson books, and his lesson goes as follows in his books in public schools in America. The character of Jesus Christ, the golden rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion on prayer. I mean, friends, again, everything that I want to encourage people, because everything that we could do in public schools, we can still do in public schools. See, but the problem is most students in public schools today don't know their rights, and if they don't know their rights, guess what, friends? Their rights can be taken away from them, can't they? By the use of fear, namely from the ACLU, so on and so forth. When in fact, you have God and the laws on your side. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's word becomes corrupt. Absolutely. Martin Luther says, I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures, diligently and impress them on the young students, he said they're wide gates to hell. Is that what we're seeing in America today? You better bet your bottom dollar. Let's go to the intellect of our forefathers. Friends, I know that I'm jamming a lot of information in the 1 hour, but usually when I have a radio program for 1 hour, this is what I have to do. So just take it in the best that you can. Charles Carroll, he was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. Friends, did you know that he entered college at the age of 10 years old? I said 10 years old. Matter of fact, I have a 10-year-old at home right now, and I can ask him any one of the Bill of Rights, and he can recite it to me on cue. It's important that we instill this into our children, folks, like our forefathers knew. Matter of fact, many of our forefathers sat under Puritan preachers, up to 1,500 sermons for each one of them. So what did they grow up under? The anointing, under the shadow of the Almighty, Psalm 91. Going to Fisher Ames, he entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. And you're told by the atheists and the revisionists and the professors that our forefathers were stupid men. That's the furthest thing from the truth, friends. They were not at all. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. You know, now for some reason it's allotted to bestow upon their kids. You know, they don't have to grow up until they're 25 years old. You know, some of our forefathers read through the Bible several times before they were 5 years old. As a matter of fact, let's go over to John Trumbull right now. He was a law student under John Adams. He was a justice in Connecticut Supreme Court. He read through the Bible at age 4 years old. I got ahead of myself by the Holy Ghost. John Trumbull, again, read through the Bible at age 4. At age 6, he beat a minister in a Greek contest. He passed the Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old, friends. This is John Trumbull. Parents held him out of college until he was age 13. I wonder why they did that. Andrew Jackson, the 7th United States president, he's the guy that says the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old. And he's also a prisoner of war under the British. When you look at the story of Andrew Jackson, he got saved towards the end of his life because of a faithful preacher named Peter Cartwright who got in his face and told him the truth and told him to flee from the wrath to come. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And because of that man, Andrew Jackson read the Bible 7 times before he passed into eternity, leaving his family the heritage of the Christian faith. John Quincy Adams, 6th president of the United States, he performed drills with Minutemen at age 8. He received congressional appointments to be secretary to ambassador to the court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old, friends. This is incredible. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, he was a missionary to the Indians at the age of 14 years old. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to the public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of 17 years old. I know this is information that we haven't heard before, friends, but it's time that we get back to our forefathers, namely the Christ that they followed. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, follow me as I follow Christ. That's exactly what these men were doing. Some of the spelling words for the elementary students in this country. Again, spelling words for elementary students in this country. Listen carefully. Contumelious. Ichthyology. Bronchotomy. It's bronchotomy. Loquacious. Mendacity. Armigerius. Vertiginous. Ologenius. Anxious. Folks, again, words for elementary students in public schools. You can ask kids the most common sense questions today, and they will look at you. You could ask them who their forefathers were, and they'll look at you with a blank look. Matter of fact, just this last week, I had 4 college students come from Oregon doing a documentary. And they drove all the way from Oregon to sit down for 4.5 hours in my living room because they wanted to tell me what the deal was. And when they got here, friends, these are all graduates from college. I could not believe how dummied down they were. And by the way, before they left, they couldn't believe it neither. And the fact of the matter is I didn't condemn them. No, the condemnation is to those that don't believe. They don't respond to the truth. And we know that truth demands a response. So we can either respond to the truth, and who is that truth? I am the way, the life, and the truth. No one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. That was Jesus the Christ, the light of men. And again, our forefathers knew this, and this is what they taught their children. And why wouldn't they teach their children that when their fathers and their mothers taught them that? And taught them in a church setting, which, by the way, when they went to church, friends, I just might remind some of us that when we go to church, our kids sit with us in the same pew as we do. We don't hand them over to some youth pastor that hasn't grown up himself yet. Matter of fact, when you look in Scripture, you can't find youth pastor nowhere. And I'm telling you by that first-hand experience that that is not the direction you want to go. What you want to do is you want to get the New England Primer. You want to teach them the ABCs. You want to teach them actual history. You want to teach them what our forefathers established. And when you listen to these men and these women, what was it? They were all reciting Christ. They had Christ and government completely running together, the two sciences that were running together. And I want to say this too, friends. This is the missing element in America. And this is one of the points that I was going to make earlier. Is the fact is, why is it that people have to learn the hard way? What they do is the first thing is they depart from the living God, yet it was the Lord over and over and over again in the Torah, in the Decalogue, the first five books of Moses, where the Lord continuously told the people, don't turn, don't turn, don't turn. Teach these to your children diligently. Teach these to your children diligently, painstakingly. The first thing they do is they leave God. Second thing they do is they learn the hard way. All of a sudden they get some tyrant standing up claiming that he's the Christ, and yet in the New Testament we can see Jesus over and over and over again tell us, take heed, beware, many will come in my name. Take heed, that means pay careful attention, beware, take heed, beware, take heed, many will come in my name. Hitler did it. Any other dictator with a bit of common sense in the sense of the way he's going to deceive the people, he's going to play the righteous man. That's why they gather themselves around the popes and the priests and the pulpit preachers and hirelings and the such. Mussolini did it. Adolf Hitler did it. Stalin did it. So on and so forth, because they want to deceive the people. And this is what's interesting. All of a sudden, the people leave the word of God, and what they do is they look at the priest and they look at the tyrant. And then they give themselves over to the tyrants, because after all, Barack Hussein Obama's a Christian, said he, but yet everything that's on his tree bears witness to the contrary. The country's destroyed. Millions of people are murdered and slaughtered by their own government. And then what do? After everything's gone, namely their country and their lives, their ancestries, their families, so on and so forth. Well, then they return to God. See, this is what America needs to take heed to right now. We don't have to learn the hard way. What we can do is simply go back and study our foundations again. What did our forefathers tell us? They told us to study the past. What's going to happen to a nation that forgets God? Namely, let's go back to the students again. Well, Benjamin Rush said this. Benjamin Rush helped found five colleges. He was a university professor, authored numerous textbooks, one of the proposers of public schools, and he was also the father of public schools under the Constitution. Listen to what he said, friends. He said, when he warned what would happen if the Bible was ever removed from public schools, he said, in contemplating the political institution of the United States, I lament if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. For this book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws, and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government. Folks, we can see that our government has gutted the Word of God. We you can see that this government has rejected the meek King of Glory. And when we go back in history, we also know the history of nations that allow their governments to reject the meek King of Glory. It's not good.
And remember that old adage, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants.
Amen.
But is there anybody in this audience who believes we're being ruled by God at the national level today? They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. And why haven't the churches spoken out? Why won't the ministers speak out? Well, of course, they've infiltrated our seminaries and our churches as well.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically what we need in America is a great revival. Are we going to have one? Well, it's really up to the Christians listening to this program. And certainly you're not going to change what's going on politically. Certainly you need to know that there's a small subversive group that controls both political parties. And, of course, that they have infiltrated our judicial system. They control the media. They control the banks, the corporations, the media. Certainly they have their people planted in our churches. But then they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. What can we do? Well, of course, you can become educated, you can tell others, and then you can pray. Will we have a great revival? I really don't know. I do believe that this is a chosen nation in many respects. I believe that God can intervene. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But we would ask you, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, my ministry, maintain our network of five Sydney stations We do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. We reach people all across the country by shortwave, by AM radio, by FM radio, by shortwave, by sending a satellite. But we need your financial help. If you can join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We carry health products. Barbara and I use them. And you need to know what they are because they're things that you need. Most people are deficient in magnesium and in selenium and Sydney and iodine. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We carry a wonderful system of soaps, and we have a series of Miracle 2 gel, which we wouldn't be without. We've seen all sorts of wonderful things coming from it. But go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And Cindy, and if you'd like to get a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you go to our website, you can certainly watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day on the internet, and you can certainly listen to archive 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters, and certainly you go back to the mid-1990s, and right now William Grigg is writing the newsletter, but certainly you need to go back and read the things that I wrote 10 years, 15 years ago, because they will give you insight into the things that are taking place today. And if you don't understand the past, you certainly can't understand the things that are taking place. We hope that you'll read our Population Control Agenda monograph. That's Population Control Agenda. You'll find it on our website. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new outbreak of Ebola now. It's another new type. It's a new subtype of the disease. Where are these things coming from? I mean, why are there so many different subtypes of Ebola? Well, because it's a man-made disease, just like AIDS is a man-made disease. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my book on AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, we recommend it. The only trouble was when I wrote the book, I didn't realize this was a man-made disease. AIDS is a man-made disease. It's made for a special predilection for blacks because the people who are running the world hate the black people, and they've created a disease. This is why in many of the African countries, not all of them, but in many of them, up to half the population by the time you're 15 years old are HIV positive, and most of those people are going to die sooner or later. They know exactly what they're doing. Why do we have such a low rate in America? Why? Because the disease doesn't have a predilection for whites. It's designed to kill off blacks. So let me explain to you that we are involved in an effort to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, and you and your family have been targeted. Read my Population Control Agenda. You can get it at our website, or you can certainly get it up on the internet. Just type in Population Control Agenda and Stanley Monteith. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and join the Radio Liberty family if you're able to financially.
Let us all be grateful. America, land that I
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Arlene Kula, who certainly is the president of a women's group here, working with Phyllis Schlafly. Certainly trying to educate people about all of the various attacks, certainly on freedom here, and the fact that certainly freedom in America is under attack today by a coordinated effort. And of course, Arlene deals with the educational program. She deals with Common Core. In fact, we have a new four CD set on Common Core, and it features several interviews with Arlene Kula, who's one of the best informed people in the country, on this diabolical program to dumb down the students of our nation. This is a worldwide program intent upon creating mediocrity and destroying the moral fabric of our society. Arlene, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story, and what are we going to be covering tonight?
Well, I just returned from our Santa Rosa City School Board meeting, and I wanted to talk about what I presented to them in my comments. I gave them a two-page write-up that I had written to the California Department of Education about the next generation science standards, which really are the Common Core standards. They just keep changing the names because Common Core has gotten such a bad reputation. And then I also handed to them three pages of information about the AP, that stands for Advanced Placement U.S. History Standards, that have just come out, that are the most unbelievable anti-American propaganda you can ever imagine. So I mainly spent time talking about that. And then I also invited them to our California Constitution breakfast that Eagle Forum puts on every year during the month of September, because nobody even knows what the Constitution is anymore. And even though our public schools are supposed to devote the entire week around September 17th to teaching the Constitution and telling our students how wonderful it is, nobody knows they're supposed to be doing that. It's actually a federal law. And so I reminded them of that. And that's why I invited them to come to this Constitution breakfast. But I've invited them every year, and they've never shown up. But anyway, it was nice. It went on camera, and so at least the people watching this television broadcast might find out about it. So I would like to talk about those next-generation science standards as well as the AP standards, because that's what Common Core is going to be teaching towards, and it is very frightening.
All right, fine. Well, you go right ahead. Well, basically what they're doing, in my estimation, is dumbing down our students, and they know exactly what they're doing.
That's true, and they just make it sound so good, so the parents don't have a clue that this dumbing down is going on, but they definitely are. Well, the next-generation science standards, there was a comment period last Monday that I sent my information into, and what they were asking was for this comment period by parents and teachers, even though the California Department of Education had already adopted these standards. And so what I say is that they are inferior to the standards that California previously had, that they are inaccurate and teach pseudoscience to indoctrinate our students and give them only their certain viewpoint. No other viewpoint is allowed. I also say that they are transformative, meaning that there will no longer be any memorization asked for.
All right, hold that thought, Arlene. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath.
Long-range patrol rations, or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Dr. Stan Orlean is simply pointing out the fact that suddenly this new curriculum actually plays down memorization. So you're not to learn to memorize things. You sort of absorb these things. That's certainly one of the things they're going to do is suddenly they're going to indoctrinate our young people in the idea that this global warming is a reality, the crisis that we have as far as the environment is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, global warming is one of the greatest frauds of all time. They tell you that every responsible scientist agrees with global warming, and they never tell you about Dr. Art Robinson, a personal friend of mine, who has a petition signed by over 30,000 scientists. Over 30,000 scientists, well over 9,000 are weather scientists, and they all agree that man's activity has nothing to do with global warming. And if you don't believe that, go up on the internet and just type in Dr. Art Robinson. That's Dr. Art Robinson. Understand this is real, but of course the last thing they want for the American people, and using the threat electricity. They want to take out the hydroelectric dams. They want to take out the nuclear power plants. And they would like to get our consumption of energy down to zero, which, of course, is the total deindustrialization. Go right ahead.
I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Art Robinson. I've been to his studio up in Oregon, and he's the most incredible man. He homeschooled his, I think it's 5 or 6 children all by himself because his wife had died, and his children are all brilliant, all have PhDs as well. I've been taking his monthly report, and it is true that over 30,000 really true scientists have all signed that there is no global warming. But our children are not being told that, and they're only being told the one viewpoint. They're going to be taught that global warming is an exact science. And this is the other thing that I mentioned in my states, but they really were created by the same organization that created the Common Core Standards, Achieve.net, They just pretend that they relied on educators from these 26 states who maybe submitted a few questions, but that was like suggestion box questions. Who knows if they were even used or not, or their suggestions. And this is a statement by a man, Douglas Buttrey, a chemical engineering professor at the University of Delaware, who also was very concerned about the next generation science standards treatment of chemistry. He says the standards lack the required science background, particularly in chemistry and physics, that students who are going to pursue university studies in STEM fields would need. So he recognizes also they're not going to be prepared for any university education, maybe a junior college level, but even then, they will have had no chemistry or physics to go on to junior college with. So those are my biggest concerns about the science standards. Would you like me to talk about the history ones now?
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
Okay, so this is the information that's just recently come out about the new advanced placement curriculum in U.S. history. And this is coming mainly from a teacher, Larry Krieger. He's a retired advanced placement history teacher from Pennsylvania. And he's written several articles about this. And this is one that comes from the Orange County Register here in California. He says that he was just taking a look at the standards like he normally does before the beginning of the year. There were usually 5 pages, and maybe there might be a few suggestions of updates, but it was always the same. Well, suddenly, there are 92 pages with the most outlandish take on American history that one can even imagine. It starts even before Columbus discovered America, and it talks about the peaceful, happy Indians that are all taking such good care of the earth, nice little green Indians, and then suddenly Columbus arrives and more Spaniards arrive, and everything is now a whole mess because they kill the Indians, they torture them, they give diseases to them, and that's where the oppression of America begins. And so the entire U.S. history talks about oppression and racism, how the white colonists arrive thinking themselves so much better than the dark-skinned Indians. And, of course, they have slaves, and so the blacks are inferior. So they're talking about oppression and imperialism of America from the get-go of these standards. They leave out some of the most important founding fathers. The only one they mention is George Washington, and they just use a few sentences from his farewell address, very little about the Revolutionary War and or any of the other wars. It's just absolutely amazing. The Second World War, they only mention how terrible it was that we put Japanese people into internment camps, and how horrible it was that we had the atomic bomb for the Japanese, and nothing about the victories of the battles that we saved Europe from the spread of Hitler and Nazism. In fact, Hitler is not even mentioned, nor are any of the concentration camps or anything evil that Hitler did. The 6 million Jews that were put in those camps, and it's just absolutely amazing. And then they continue with the same theme of oppression and imperialism and racism. So any student coming out of our universities with this kind of advanced placement history, and of course this has always been for the best and brightest students, and if they have advanced placement, they can skip some of the college courses. So this U.S. history, they probably can skip the American history that they would have in college, so they'll never get a different viewpoint, but maybe the college also will have changed because all of this is coming from the direction of the College Board. And he mentions in his articles that nobody has a clue who really wrote this. There's no name attached to it. It's just it's coming from the College Board. Well, the College Board is under the direction of David Coleman, who is the chief architect of Common Core. He is the son of a communist. His mother is the president of a college, a liberal arts college in, I think it's Vermont, and she's a known Marxist, so he grew up with such a mother. Obviously, this is the most liberal, anti-American Marxist curriculum one could ever have, and just absolutely amazing. He has a second article where he says the 29 biased statements that are from this, and all of them are so biased to the left. There's no balance format whatsoever. So as I mentioned, any student going through the AP class in American history will no longer be proud to be American. There's nothing about American exceptionalism. There's nothing about the shining city on the hill that America was to be, the light to the world of freedom. Nothing about that. It's just deplorable.
Well, but basically, Arlene, where can people read these this report? Is this available?
Yes. In fact, I put this up on our website, Californians United Against Common Core, so cuacc.org. They can find some of these writings by Larry Krieger. They can also just probably Google Larry Krieger's name, and these reports come up.
And how do you spell Krieger?
It's Krieger, K-R-I-E-G-E-R.
Krieger, K-R-I-A-G-E-R, okay.
And just put advanced placement history, and his name would come up as well. But he's written lots of articles, and what's nice, he's been on several conference calls trying to get the word out about this. And what he's asking is for people all over our nation to write to the College Board, insist that they do not implement these standards, that they wait a year. Let us go back to the traditional standards that we've had, and then we can have a real debate about this and hopefully throw them out before they are implemented.
And all right, fine. Now, basically, once again, what is your website that people can go to?
It's Californians United Against Common Core, CUACC.org. I also had it put up on our California Eagles Forum of California.org.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to get the information, well, get this from Arlene and circulate it. You must understand that there is a subversive element to destroy the belief in America, and, of course, everything good about America is to be undermined, and they're using our educational system to do this. If you're out there in the listening audience, have a question for Arlene, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy America. It's not over the communists. It's not certainly the Islamic terrorists, because we're financing ISIS, and we're financing this whole Islamic terrorist movement. The source of this is right here in America, and the victims are to be our children. That's why you need to get involved. If you have a question, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Arlene has painted a very, very dismal picture, but she tells us that there is hope. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Arlene, our telephone number here at the station, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But go right ahead, Arlene.
Well, when I first found out about this, it was 2 years ago when I was in the state of Utah. I'd been asked to speak for a group about Agenda 21, and there were two moms in the audience who were part of the three moms against Common Core, and they came and talked to me, and they said, well, this is how Common Core is going to be spread throughout the world, isn't it? And I said, what is Common Core? So they're the ones that really introduced this to me, and I thought, this is amazing how this has been kept so hush-hush. So I quickly started researching and writing, and I wrote my first book called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. It's the fastest book I've ever written in my life. I had it completed in 6 months. And Dr. Stan had me be part of his program in October of the year 2012. And that was the first speech I'd ever given on Common Core. Since that time, I'll probably be giving my 100th speech this coming Saturday in Reading. And so they call me the pioneer that brought the introduction of Common Core to California. I feel like a pioneer.
Well, let me say that we carry both of our Orleans books. You can get them by calling 1-800 544-8927. She's written two books. And then we have an excellent 4-CD set, which, of course, features Arlene. To give you the background of this truly subversive program that is being introduced not only here in the United States, but all across the nation. Well, right now we've got Rachel calling from Cincinnati. Rachel, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have two comments, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
With regards to the AP U.S. history thing, I actually had history class in the freshman history class over at Cincinnati State last summer, and the curriculum that they were talking about, or at least the topics that they were covering, that sounds a lot like the stuff that I had to sit through.
So it was already that bad.
It was already that bad. And now this, of course, is the actual college history class. And everything that they were talking about, like it was like liberal Christian bashing, white bashing. Well, some white bashing, but mostly Christian bashing. And I just wanted so badly to do a project on the Black Rogue Regiment.
Rachel, that's why we do it. We do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. So there will be an opportunity to hear the other side. And I'm so glad you listened to us and get the other side of what's going on. Did you have another comment?
Yes, about the Common Core math. Because I am a professional math tutor, and I actually saw a worksheet that a child was using, and was teaching them subtraction using this really convoluted, nonsensical. It's like, what is this that they're trying to get them to do?
And I think basically you have to study this. You find out it's totally nonsensical. And even though suddenly I got a Phi Beta Kappa key, and I was reading about how they were going to be doing mathematics and division, suddenly subtraction, division, I couldn't figure it out. I mean, and this is what they're teaching our kids, in the third and fourth grade.
It is amazing. In my book, my latest book called The Hidden Seas of Common Core, I have a whole chapter on the curriculum, and I give some of those examples of the math, of the subtraction, the addition, the multiplication, and how it is made absolutely so crazy. The poor student can't understand it. It's so complicated.
But that's what it's intended to. It's intended to confuse our students so they cannot use their mind. Rachel, was there anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Really.
Okay, God bless. We'll keep on listening. Encourage others to listen. We need to get this information out. Again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Rachel, thank you so very much for calling in and sharing with us.
Anytime, sir.
God bless. Okay. And this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Arlene is talking about how they have been suddenly very, very insidiously bringing in this program. You're not reading about this as suddenly in your major news magazines or suddenly in most of your newspapers. For instance, in the state of New York, the teachers have come out against the Common Core. They've already introduced it. Teachers' Union has come out against Common Core. The supervisors have come out against Common Core. The governors come out against Common Core. And you're not hearing about this because of the degree of control over the media. There's a number of states that have actually tried to get rid of Common Core. But you have to understand, since they control the media, why they're going to be able to largely be able to control the information that gets out to the public so that people do not understand. They have an organized effort to dumb down our children. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, very much so. It's not the governor of New York who's opposed to it. It's the one who's running against him. Governor Cuomo thinks it's wonderful. But the one that's running against him, they're hoping will win, and then maybe they could actually get something passed in New York to get rid of it.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Kurt, who's calling us from Monterey, California. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Kurt, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment about, I was a music major. You were a doctor, but we both had an interest in history. So with my huge library and reading I've done, I decided to take a practice graduate rec exam in history to see how I'd do. There wasn't any history on it. I passed it because I knew their language. I mean, it was just basically like Fabian socialism. You know, it was garbage.
Wow. No, how long ago was that?
Probably about 15 years ago.
Oh, my word.
So they were well on the way by then.
Wow, that is amazing. So maybe this, what's happening with AP history is really not that different than what's been going on in college for a long time.
Anything else?
What you're saying, it's a lot worse now.
Oh,
okay,
I'm sure.
Anything else, Kurt?
No, just wanted to mention, a graduate record exam, no history, just this PC stuff.
Incredible.
And of course, Kurt used to live and work over here in Santa Cruz. He's moved over to Monterey, but we certainly get a chance to talk to him occasionally. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Kurt.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that our children are under attack. And, of course, they want to focus our attention on what's going on over there in the Middle East. They want to focus our attention on what's going on in the Middle East as far as Egypt and Libya and Tunisia. They want to focus our attention on what's going on in Ukraine and on Syria. But of course, the real attack on America is right here in the United States. And it's from the people who run our educational system, who run our monetary system, who control both political parties and make mockery of the democratic process. Go right ahead, Orlene.
And they also try to focus the children's attention on entertainment and video games and everything that will take their attention away from the fact that we're losing our freedoms. And also, what is, I think, one of the biggest attacks is the attack on morality. When our young people no longer value morality, no longer believe in standing for principles, they no longer have any desire to even worry about freedoms. Morality and freedoms and principles and religion all go together, and that is gone. That's why they're so much more willing to accept a police state, because they don't have the morals and principles to govern their own lives. And boy, are we seeing this police state creeping in on us constantly. Just amazing.
Well, you know, it's amazing. When I went to high school, we had a graduating class of about 1,000. I think there were 2 pregnant girls and us in that entire class. It's probably unwed mothers, but suddenly they worked. But today, 42% of all white Sydney pregnancies are born out of wedlock. And how many of them are aborted, we don't know. But suddenly, 72% of black pregnancies are born out of wedlock. About 60-65% of Hispanic pregnancies born out of wedlock. And this is a definite part and parcel of this program to destroy the moral fabric of our society, to emphasize sex, and to make people believe it's just perfectly normal to, if you want to have intimate relations with somebody, you go ahead and do it. And of course, it's in total violation of God's plan for humanity.
It really is. And the introduction to my chapter on the curriculum for Common Core, I have this quote, and I think it is so profound. It says, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial and destroy their ruggedness, get control of all means of publicity, and thereby get the people's mind off their government by focusing their attention on athletic, sexy books and plays, and other trivialities. Divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Guess who said that?
Lenin?
That was Lenin. You're wonderful, Dr. Stan. You were the only one who's ever known that.
Well, I've been at this for 52 years, so I have a little advantage over most of the people out there.
That's right, but you can see this is a communist attack on our country, and they have succeeded. Just about everything that is listed here, they have been so successful with. And the biggest thing is, as you said, to take away their morals, and they no longer even worry about freedom or anything else.
Well, if I could just put a plug in for my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I have a section there on Lenin, and of course, Lenin's relationship with key American capitalists, and key Americans were coming over and telling Lenin exactly what to do. And when there was a crisis situation, why, he always suddenly backed down and gave in to the Americans. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to study it. You need to begin to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. That suddenly communism has been financed since its inception by very wealthy and powerful people here in the United States. Why would we be financing communism in Russia and in other countries? Very simply, you need an enemy to focus people's attention on so they don't recognize what's happening here in America. And once you understand that, things begin to make sense. Again, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and of course, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And you must understand that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. And most people have no idea what's really going on. Well, right now, I think we have Ron calling from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are we doing up there?
Well, I'm doing fine. School has just started again, and I've been in the classroom already. But what I wanted to make comment about is the fact that a politician's support of education is judged by how much money they throw at it. No one ever seems to ask the question, what are they teaching the kid? And to me, that's more important than all the money that they throw at
it. That's true. And whenever they think that something is the matter with the education program, they say, oh, well, it just needs more money. Yeah, it's amazing.
They're teaching sedition and depravity to our kids.
They are.
And it's more than dumbing down. It's much worse than that. In fact, California is a lot worse than we are up here in Washington State, although I'm sure it's coming our way.
That's so true. In my chapter on curriculum, I also mentioned the terrible pornographic books that are Common Core aligned and required reading and how depraved they are. And some parents are pulling their students out just because of those books. And it is, I'm so sorry to say, most of it happens in California before it goes anywhere else.
Well, I think it's criminal. We have a problem with the judiciary. We have judges legislating immorality from the bench, and it's time for them to seek employment elsewhere.
It really is.
They are not appointed for life. They're appointed for periods of good behavior.
And I agree. What do you teach, Ron?
Say again?
What subject do you teach?
I'm a substitute. I teach whatever they tell me.
Oh.
My certificate is in mathematics.
I see.
However, I've read an awful lot on history, especially in the Constitution.
Well, I went back into the public schools in California as a substitute, and that's what really woke me up. And I discovered Dr. Stan and read his book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and started finding out more and more. I think it's wonderful. Substitute teachers are like spies. They really know what's going on in the classroom.
Well, you can see that. I've been very impressed with the kids. I teach an awful lot of kids from here, not particularly legally. They'll all make great citizens if we educate them properly.
That's right.
And we're just not doing that. I think it's incumbent upon us to be going to school board meetings, not if you work for the school district, because they don't want to hear anything that's negative. But those who aren't, they're scared to death of the public because they have to pass bond issues and levies. They certainly don't want to get the public upset. So they have an awful lot of leverage if they're willing to use it. But unfortunately, I think a lot of people are apathetic. They have literally mesmerized people with the inanities of life.
That's so true. Well, I'm so glad to know there's a teacher like you out there, Ron. I'm sure you can do a lot of good wherever you are.
They don't catch me and fire me first.
Okay.
Anyway, both you folks keep up the good work.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
Thanks very much, Ron. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, but what they're doing is trying to destroy the very heart and mind and the soul of our children. Because if you can destroy their belief in God and in morality, why, of course, you're laying them open to a life of suddenly of sadness. Basically, you know, you have to have a set of moral standards. If you don't, everything becomes chaotic. And I really fear that this is the means by which they are going to try to say to destroy this country. They're going to destroy it from within. If you want to be involved, you can be, but you've got to get involved with the local school board and the local organizations. You've got to get educated. You've got to educate others. And most of all, you've got to pray to God for guidance. Any thoughts from your point of view, Orlene?
I totally agree with you. It was John Adams who said that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is totally inadequate for any other. And that's because our founding fathers believed in freedom and liberty so much they gave us essentially a limited government, relying on the people themselves to regulate and rule their lives by morals and principles governing themselves. And when those are no longer there, then no longer will our limited government work. We have to have this big, powerful, all-encompassing government with a police state. And boy, do we see that happening now. It is just, it's very frightening.
Well, it's the old adage, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. In other words, you'll either be ruled by God and follow his dictates as far as morality and as honesty and integrity are concerned, or if you don't have God to guide you, then you're going to have an all-powerful ruler, a king, an emperor, a dictator. Doesn't matter what you call him. You'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. And what was so unique about America was they limited the power of government so men could be free.
Okay.
But subtly, you know, and very, very quietly, the subversive element that controls America over the last 50 years, 75 years, has progressively suddenly increased the power of government and destroyed the religious foundation of our nation. And suddenly, the Supreme Court decisions that took God and prayer out of our schools were specifically designed. There is nothing in the Constitution. There was no constitutional basis for this. It was simply that the enemy controlled our Supreme Court then, and the enemy controls the Supreme Court now. Go right ahead, Orly. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you mentioned the 1962 ruling of the Supreme Court. In my last chapter of The Hidden Seas of Common Core, I traced the chronological order of how we have had this progressive education take over. And one of the biggest things that happened was that pivotal date of 1962. And you see just how terrible it was for our nation for prayer and the Bible to be taken out of our schools. Everything up until 1962 was still pretty good. We still had high test scores. We still had low promiscuity rates, low teenage pregnancies. We had strong marriages from 1962 on, and if you ever see the video, America's Godly Heritage by Barton, you see these charts that show how once 1962 ruling came in and Bible and prayer were out of our schools, everything started to go chaotic. The teenage pregnancy rate started to rise. The low test scores, the SAT scores dropped, the promiscuity rate rose, divorce rates rose, so it was not a good idea to remove God from our schools. And then what has God been replaced with but secular humanism? That is really a religion, and that is the religion that is now taught in our schools, that there is no God, atheism, and evolution is now taught as an exact science when it used to just be a theory, and creationism could also be taught. That's no longer allowed. So you can see that was a big pivotal date, and I'm so glad you mentioned it. Well, just to wrap up, if people would like to find out more about this subject, they can go to the website cuacc.org. They can order my books from Dr. Stan. They can go to EagleForumOfCalifornia.org and find out so much more also about Common Core, and also attend our Constitution Day celebration on September 13th.
And how can they get in touch and make reservations?
Just go to EagleForumOfCalifornia.org, and it's right up on the front page, and there is a format how to send in their registration there, or we're also going to get it up on Eventbrite, and they can register online soon. Hopefully by tomorrow.
And Holly Swanson's going to be one of the speakers?
Yes, and they will dearly love her. She's so delightful.
I promise you. Well, but anyway, Orlene, thank you so very much for being with us, Sydney, and it's so vitally important.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. We appreciate you, and you've got to stay healthy for at least 20 more years, okay?
We'll do the best we can. Anyway, God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless you.
We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed across the world, that we are primarily listener-supported. We have a few advertisers, but primarily we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out suddenly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to convince people that we're involved suddenly in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, and that there really is a subversive element that controls both political parties and makes mockery, certainly, of our electoral process. And people don't understand what's going on. They're talking about ISIS over there in the Middle East, you know, and my goodness, they're in Syria, and we're talking about having to send military troops in to put ISIS down. Ladies and gentlemen, we created ISIS. The CIA created ISIS. Go up on the internet and look up Aaron Klein. Aaron Klein is a Jewish writer, works for Wornet Daily. I know Aaron. I've read his articles for many years. I think he's suddenly makes sure that everything he puts down is valid. And he will tell you that 2 years ago in Jordan, the CIA was training and arming and financing suddenly this ISIS organization, which today is over there killing the Christians in Iraq and killing the Christians in Syria. Why would we be funding them? Well, because the official policy of our government is to destroy Christianity. But we can't tell the American people that. You're supposed to believe that we have this mighty military to defend America. We're not defending America. We have suddenly our troop station in 130 nations. We have 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases. Most of what you think you know just is not true. And most people just want to be left alone and live their lives. But of course, they're not going to allow allow us to do that, if you're not involved, they're going to take away our freedom, and they're going to create chaos in America unparalleled in history. And our request to you is to become informed and to help us get the information out across America. So basically, we hope many of you will actually go to our website, which is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can certainly watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs there live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. And incidentally, if you can't get us, you can always get Joyce Riley. Joyce does 9 hours there. Then you can get her on our website. Joyce is a personal friend. Did a wonderful program with her this afternoon. A wonderful, dedicated patriot, and I'm proud to have as a friend. Under any circumstances, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And certainly, you can join it. You can get the 4 Best Tapes of the Month and get our newsletter. You can certainly get our 4 CD sets, and we've got dozens and dozens of 4 CD sets on everything from what really happened in Vietnam to certainly how they're using electricity, the dangerous electricity is a new 4 CD set. Another new 4 CD set is on Common Core. But we have dozens and dozens of 4 CD sets that go into the background of population control and the genocidal programs which are being implemented throughout the world. The AIDS epidemic, certainly Vietnam, that we actually have a trilogy, 3-4 safe sets on. 4 CD sets on Vietnam. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are powerful spirits of forces working behind the scenes. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, look at the various CD sets, and then you can get them. You have our permission to copy them and get them out. If you haven't actually suddenly seen Pastor Billy Crone's CDs on what's going on, we carry them all. They're called The Final Countdown. They're actually 8-9 sets, and each one with 5 or 6 CDs in them. The Final Countdown, because we're truly living in prophetic times. Our plea to you is get involved and then help us reach others. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
I'll be grateful.